I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center baseball team started its season yesterday with a 15-0 loss in Missouri. Coach Ryan Lemke alluding to the fact that they were playing a very good private school, Tolton Catholic, and faced a lefty that threw the ball very well. Brady Dosh was on base twice, going 1-for-1 with a walk. Jacob Donald threw 2 1/3, letting up 6 earned runs. And Deacon Hise also came on in relief. Tolton Catholic's leadoff hitter is committed to St. Louis University, a D1. Went 2-for-2 with a grand slam and 6 RBIs. Yesterday in Missouri, the Hornets played under 55-degree weather with overcast skies. Supposed to be 77 there later today, but maybe some thunderstorms this morning. They are slated to play today in a game against New Bloomfield High School of Missouri in a game that will start at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Locally, there were some games canceled, including our broadcast. Ithaca Potosi Cassville was called off yesterday because of the inclement weather. Port Edwards was a baseball winner over New Lisbon, 14-1. Adams Friendship over Assumption, 11-6 the final. The Reedsburg and Mauston game at Nishan Park yesterday was also postponed. In softball, a few games were played. It was Viroqua Youth Initiative over Royal, 15-7. Argyle Blackhawk beat Darlington, 14-0. Hillsboro, 19, and Mauston, 4. It was a win for Platteville over Pecatonica, 6-1, that final score. Games that were postponed, the Riverdale and North Crawford game, and also the River Valley softball games were canceled until April 7th. River Valley did play soccer, and in the second half yesterday, they were playing through a bit of a snowstorm. The Blackhawks got the win on Mueller Pitch yesterday at River Valley Stadium, 4-0 over Columbus. Bowling scores to recap from the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League. Week 15 of 15, Jordan Slaney had the top series, 742, 175 over average. Jeff Seckman had a 735. Ethan Hafner, 101 over average with a 662. Travis Bushley, a 656. Top game, Jordan Slaney, 269. Ethan Hafner, a 268. Jeff Seckman, a 257. And Wyatt Detweiler, a 246 in the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League. The Brewers' pitching has been ugly at times, but rookie Chad Patrick and four relievers cleaned things up a bit last night in a 5-0 win over Kansas City. Milwaukee came into the game with a staff ERA of 12.27. Eric Haas and Christian Yelich pounded home runs. Abner Uribe got the win in relief. Yesterday, the starting pitcher, it was a rookie, Chad Patrick, who actually left the game on Monday, or at least the facility, because he didn't feel well. He came into the game yesterday not 100%, but still gave him a strong start.
I couldn't miss the start. I had too many people coming to the game, but it did cross my mind. I didn't know if I was going to be 100% to go. Honestly, probably wasn't 100%, but just gave it my best effort.
Freddy Peralta starts the series rubber game this afternoon for the Brewers. Elsewhere, Texas 1-0 over Cincinnati, Toronto 5, Washington 3, Tampa Bay 7, Pittsburgh 0, Arizona 7-5 over the Yankees, San Francisco beat Houston 3-1, the Angels 9, St. Louis 7, San Diego a winner against Cleveland 7-0, and the Cubs logged a win over the Athletics 7-4. In the American League, Minnesota 8, the White Sox 3, Detroit 4-1 over Seattle. In the National League, Miami 4, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers beat Atlanta 3-1 the final. The Bucks set a franchise record by hitting 69% of their floor shots in a 133-123 win over the Phoenix Suns last night. The old record had stood for nearly 40 years. Milwaukee was also on target from outside the three-point arc, connecting on 17 of 29. Not only a franchise mark, but Milwaukee set a century mark, at least for the 21st century. No team had shot that high a percentage in a game since March 13th of 1998, when the Clippers shot 69.3% in a win over the Toronto Raptors. Giannis Antetokounmpo talked to his team, saying it was kind of a do-or-die situation. And Giannis has been out at point guard now that Dame Lillard is out.
We talk about it with Dame out. We talked about it about 4 or 5 days ago. I said, you are now literally our point guard, and you have to be our playmaker and our scorer. You're going to draw attention, and we have to trust that you make the right decisions. And I thought, overall, he did tonight. So he was fantastic. He gave the ball to the guys in their spot at the right time and in rhythm.
Giannis with 37 points and 11 assists as the Bucks broke a 4-game losing streak. They're back in action tomorrow in Philadelphia against the 76ers. Elsewhere, New York 105, Philadelphia 91, Portland 127, Atlanta 113, Chicago 137, Toronto 118, it was Orlando 116, San Antonio 105, Golden State over Memphis 134-125, and in double overtime, Minnesota 140 and Denver 139. One thing 5 spring football practices have made obvious is how much bigger the Badgers are going to be on defense. 4 players arriving through the transfer portal and 3 others who have bulked up give coach Luke Fickell at least 7 at 297 pounds or more. Fickell says his team may have had 1 300-pound player on his defense last year. He had told reporters that a lack of size and physicality were problems for the Wisconsin defense last season. Packers coach Matt LaFleur is not reacting to some early trash-talking from the Bears. He is, however, speculating about the possibility that his former quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, could wind up playing for Minnesota. The Vikes say they are going with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback, but the door is not closed on Rodgers. That's where he wants to play. Bears coach Ben Johnson got some attention Monday at the NFL owners meeting when he told reporters he kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year while he was coaching for the Detroit Lions. Alex Ovechkin moved 4 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's NHL record after scoring the 891st of his career in the Washington Capitals game against the Bruins in Boston on Tuesday night. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.